And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Make sure you visit SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. Get all the latest podcasts, all the latest news, upcoming guests, and upcoming events. It's a lot of things going on. I want to bring in Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. He's with us each week. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. First and foremost, big Avengers news. What's going on?
Well, the Avengers Age of Ultron trailer, it was announced that it was going to debut after next week's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode on ABC. It airs on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. But it leaked a little early, actually, like today. It has leaked, and it's online in different places, and I don't know how long it'll be online. I don't know how they're approaching the leak. You know, these things leak all the time. Sometimes they pull them down. Sometimes they leave them up. But right now it's out there, and it's really cool. It's really dark, and it's the Avengers sequel trailer, I think, that we all were hoping for.
Oh, yeah, and one of the tweets that was sent out, I believe, by Marvel was, "Damn you, Hydra."
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool in the way that they handled the leak. So is it everything that you expect it to be as far as a Marvel movie?
It definitely is. It's like I said, it's very dark. There's a humorous scene that I think we're going to see in the next trailer. I think this is an international trailer. In the domestic trailer, there's going to be a little bit more lightheartedness in it. But yeah, you know, after this movie, all that, from what we know, everything's going to change about these Marvel movies and the characters that are in them. And so this one has kind of, it seems like it's got those big stakes that it needed in order to justify a sequel to the Avengers. And so, I mean, I dig it. I think it looks crazy. And, you know, Marvel really knows what they're doing, and they're on the top of their game right now, and I think this movie is going to deliver in ways that no action movie has delivered in a long time.
All right, good to go. Let's move on to possible Halloween 3. I know Rob Zombie directed the first two Halloween films, which was kind of like a reintroduction of the character Michael Myers. And it, in my opinion, it was done pretty well. What's the news on Halloween 3?
You know, right now they're saying that there's a script for it, and there's, I think we're going to see it. I don't know if Rob Zombie's going to continue to do them. If I were guessing, I would think that they're going to go in a different direction. I've been hearing rumors that we may see a found footage Halloween movie, which I'd kind of like to see. We haven't seen a found footage take on some of these classic horror villains, you know, sort of where a bunch of kids find a camera in the woods and they're stalked by Michael Myers or Jason Voorhees. So I'd like to see it. The producers of the Halloween franchise are saying that the script for the third one is due the day before Halloween, and that they hope to be reading it on Halloween. So knowing that they commissioned a script means that they are definitely working on a third movie, or at least a new one.
Yeah, most definitely. And I hope Rob Zombie gets to direct the third one, because he's done such a good job. And if it's going to be found footage, I think he would know how to do it properly. So let's just hope. I'll keep my fingers crossed, at least, that Rob Zombie gets this. We're talking with Eric Davis, the managing editor at Movies.com, the contributing editor at Fandango.com. Got new movies coming out this week. What do we have?
For my money, you have to see John Wick, especially if you're an action buff, if you like Keanu Reeves. This is Keanu Reeves at his best, and it's a really cool action movie. You know why I like it more than other action movies? Because it's directed by a couple of stunt doubles, and these are guys that were Keanu Reeves' stunt doubles for the Matrix films. They did stunts for Point Break, so they go way back to the beginning of Keanu Reeves' career.
Yeah.
And they direct it so that you can see the action. You know, when you have stunt guys directing a movie, they want those stunts to be seen by people. And so the action is really, really cool in the film. Keanu Reeves plays a former assassin whose dog gets killed, and he goes out for vengeance. It's as easy as that. But it's a really cool movie. I like the world that it sets up, this world of assassins, and they all stay at this hotel. It's really crazy. I really say check it out, especially if you're looking for a fun time.
Great. And Halloween is right around the corner. Do we have anything spooky coming around?
Of course we do. We have a movie called Ouija, which is about a bunch of kids who get together, decide to play with the Ouija board, and guess what? Things don't go so good. And they're confronted with some of their darkest fears, and supernatural things start happening. And, you know, the horror movies have taught us never pick up the Ouija board. They've been trying to make this movie for a very, very long time, and it's finally coming out. And, yeah, this is your scary movie of the week.
Yeah, Ouija boards really freaked me out because I remember when I cleaned out my grandfather's old house, and we cleaned out the basement. We found a Ouija board in the basement, and to this day, it still creeps me out. So I'm definitely checking out that movie. It's just one of those things that, you know, it is – I don't mess with the spirits, man. That's one thing I do not mess with, the spirits. We're talking with Eric Davis, managing editor at movies.com, contributing editor at fandango.com. Make sure you check out John Wick. Make sure you check out Ouija. It is coming out this weekend. Also, go to movies.com if you want to check out that Avengers Age of Ultron trailer. We don't know how long it's going to be up, but it's up right now. So if you want to go to movies.com to check it out, it is there. Eric Davis, thanks so much for joining us. Oh, I almost forgot. You can also follow him on Twitter at Eric Davis. So make sure you go to Twitter and follow him. It's at Eric Davis. Thanks for joining me, man.
Thanks, man.
And we'll be back right after this.